if you were really listening,
You can check. I mean, if you really want to know, you can check the archive. It's on the WMFO.org. If you click on our show and the schedule, you can look at the archive of everything we played, and feel free to listen to it and share it with your friends.
Totally.
Okay, we're kind of low on time, so we'll...
Same time, same place next week.
See you there.
Yep, love you guys.
I know he's a good guy, but even a good guy can't stick around for eternity. Not like we do. Every moment I'm close to you. Not like we do. Every moment I'm next to you. Lots of my heroes killed themselves or went insane. Or they drank so much, did so much drugs, they nearly killed themselves. Some people will tell you this means we're living in a crooked life. But I know it's society that was poisoning them.
WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it's the new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard of it before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Blitz and Trapper, Dama Scout, and Sunflower Bean. Today's reissue song is from The Who off a re-release of their Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy album. Also in this morning's entertainment, a new single from Billy Bragg. Decided to make him today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that, plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Drang. Drang is D and K Drang. They describe their music as, quote, amplified pop from South London. They also state, and this one I really like, quote, if Norma Desmond fronted Devo, it might sound like Drang. The boys just self-released their second single of 2017. It's funny, though. Each single they release, they had three songs on it. That just doesn't make sense to me. Anyway, the second single, Still Got Appeal, officially dropped on October 16th. I went with a deeper cut on the single. This is called I'm Doing Fine. New music from Drang here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm
That was new music from Dama Scott. Scout, rather, here on Freeform Radio from Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Dama Scott, Scout, rather, I keep doing that, is a London-based band that just recently signed. They're an indie trio, rather. And at first blush, they reminded me of J-Sum, but they pull into their own, especially since they released their debut full-length EP. This comes out on November 10th. That's tune is called Sugar. It's the album's pre-release single. Changing musical direction with something new from Party Jacket. Party Jacket is essentially musician slash band Josh Grimes from Winthrop Harbor, Illinois. He may write and create by himself, but when Party Jacket plays live, Josh includes four other players in the lineup. Josh has pop leanings to his style of music, and he also can show a sensitive side. I first found him in July of this year with the pre-release single Company. His full-length debut album, Weekend Exotic, finally dropped in October, so I thought I'd revisit it. I picked a deeper cut from the album. It's a lovely reflective piece. It's called Canopy. New music from Party Jacket here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Thank you. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO's latest material from Maine, M-A-N-E. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. Maine is an unsigned indie singer-songwriter from Port Pirie, South Australia, but now she lives in Adelaide. The song I just featured there, What If Love Dies, has such a haunting quality to it. She reminds me a little bit also of Tony Childs, which makes me think maybe I should play some Tony Childs soon. Anyway, the song by Maine is the only one commercial tune that's available. She does have a good bit of material on her SoundCloud page. And if you like this tune, the song is available for free download. And I provided you that link at my website at tksmusic.com.
Chances are you or someone you know has age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. Millions of people are losing their sight to AMD, and I'm one of them. Getting that diagnosis was terrifying, but knowledge is power. Even if it doesn't run in your family, you can still get AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-632-2005 for a free kit about preventing and managing the disease. That's 1-800-632-2005.
Next up, it's a new one from Insomniac Bears, which I think is a great name for a band. They're an indie pop four-piece from Oslo, Norway. They are Magnus Moriarty, Tom Bradley Haugland, Marius Irgo, and Marius Hagen. Sounds like a nice group. These guys are so new that the one song they have, Scenic Drive, is the only song. Don't really have a great deal of information on these guys as well, but I'm following them now on Facebook so I can keep track of them. With that being said, I will just play the song for you. New music from Insomniac Bears here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Right by the radio. We have today's lineage with Billy Bragg right after the latest here from Blitzen Trapper.
Spend a lifetime working for the man who holds the key.
New music from Blitz and Trapper here on Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. My name is TK, and you're smack dab in the middle of the new release show. Thanks for joining me here on a great Tuesday morning. Blitz and Trapper, they're an alt-country indie rock sextet out of Portland, Oregon. I first found them in 2007 with the release of Mountain Nation. The boys have just released their 9th studio album, which is amazing. It's called Wild and Reckless. It came out on November 3rd, and the song I just featured there was track number 7, Dance With Me. Well, it's time for our first feature. It's The Lineage, the part of the show when I like to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun, and I believe it helps some add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is Billy Bragg. I've been familiar with Billy Bragg since the 80s, and for kicks, I looked up his Wikipedia page to see how he's summarized there, and quote, Billy Bragg is an English singer-songwriter and left-wing activist. His music blends elements of folk music, punk rock, and protest songs with lyrics that mostly span political or romantic themes. His music is heavily centered on bringing about change and getting the younger generation involved in activist causes, unquote. I have to say that whole quote is spot on. It holds true to his latest addition to his discography, Bridges, Not Walls. It's an EP with 6 songs, and they are politically focused. Obviously, the EP's title is a not-so-subtle reference to Trump's wall. He also touches on Brexit, and with the song I've chosen, Not Everything That Counts Can Be Counted, is a finely judged attack on Brexiters' lies and hidden agenda. That is from his album. The EP just dropped on the 3rd of November, so this is Billy Bragg. He is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Be nice if we could have our cake and eat it, though that's impossible to do. But too many have invested in this outcome, they simply can't afford for it not to come true. We ceded too much power to the market, let it decide what's right or wrong. Now everyone seems willing to lend credence, and truth is so devalued, it's going for a song. People have had enough of experts and their inconvenient facts. Here's what the media really won't tell you, exactly who it is that's taking control back. All opinions are equal in the free market of ideas. There's nothing more than an opinion that's garnered the most likes, provoked the loudest cheers. Not everything that counts can be counted. Who holds the markets to account? Principles, that's nice. The market isn't interested in values, except for those it can define as price. All bow to the power of the market, till it throws up a different face. If you're not white or male or compliant, the system is designed to keep you in your place. Not everything that counts can be counted. Who holds the market to account?
Freeform Radio. Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with, well, music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was Billy Bragg with Greetings to the New Brunette. And it was originally released in 1986 on his Talking with the Tax Man About Poetry. Actually, when I first heard that song and really liked it, I always thought it was called Shirley. Took me a while to figure out where that was on the album. Also, well, just want to remind you, like, I've posted today's new release show playlist already at my website, which is tksmusic.com, so you want to check that out, or past week's playlists as well. Also, as I mentioned earlier, there are some free downloads available there as well. Some videos housed there, and an email function if you want to send me a note, a suggestion, a request. It's all there for you online at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from The Who. The album that has been reissued is Meaty Beaty Big and Bouncy. This album came out in 1971, and it was a greatest hits collection of kinds from The Who's early work, and just before their Who's next album came out, which really marked a major shift in the band's sound. And I have to tell you, I own both those pieces of vinyls, and, you know, at that time, you know, what can I say? For an 11-year-old, I was just a little before my time. I played the crap out of this album, much to the chagrin of my older siblings. I mean, it's the greatest hits disc. The album contained tracks like Happy Jack, My Generation, Pinball Wizard, and this one, I Can See for Miles. So this is The Who with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Deceive me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. For miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. Now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. The Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal. Thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles. We'll be right back.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two songs, that was the latest from Canshaker Pie. And that's pie spelled like the mathematical term and not the delicious dessert option. I really like that name of that band. It's very clever. Anyway, Canshaker Pie is a four-piece indie rock quartet out of Amsterdam. The track, Pressure From Above, has been released as a standalone single and is also part of a compilation put out by RIP Records. You can get it there as well. Keeping the tunes going here with a new track from The Horrors. I've been following these guys since 2011. I remember their first two albums reached number 37 and number 25 on UK album charts, respectively. Their third album, Skine, reached number 5. The new album is called V. It's already tracking across Europe and is up to number 8 in the UK. It has a great club sound to it. The track I have for you is the radio edit version of Something to Remember Me By. New music from The Horrors here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Memory revolving, the fear of letting go, the arrow of acceptance, the moment when you know, you know, you know, and when the answer's only divine,
music from Sunflower Bean here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio. It's from Tufts University. Also available online at WMFO.org. TK hanging here with you at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. That, Sunflower Bean, their new song, which is a great name for a band, by the way. Sunflower Bean, they are a mixed-gendered soft indie pop trio out of New York. That's my description. Their Facebook page describes them as neo-psychedelic for the digital age. I first found them in 2016 with the release of Human Ceremony, rather, which was a big success for them. They're back in 2017 with a standalone single, I Was a Fool. And I'm hoping a new album is in the works for 2018. Keeping the tunes going here with something new from Climbing Trees. Climbing Trees are an unsigned contemporary folk quartet out of Adelaide, South Australia, and they're fronted by Paul Anstey and Sonny Taverna. I first found them in 2015 in July of that year, and the boys sent me an MP3. That's how I found them, the title track to their self-released debut full-length album, Little Dreamer. They got signed last year to Faber Lab, a New York label. And together they release this single, Run to the River. New music from Climbing Trees here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
I'm wired, I'm ready to fight. long ago she came down from the stars to make a fool out of me. Like a fool I find myself getting old at your door.
91.5 WMFO. Let me slip in one more from Public Access TV. I found these guys in 2015. Well, actually, they found me. I received my notification that Public Access TV is now following me, and they just sent me this MP3 of their latest work. This is Metro Tech. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.